I hear the train a coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the halfway point of the NFL. Seems like it was yesterday, but you know what a lousy day yesterday was, because goddamn, man, these Miami Dolphins got me drinking. I got my co-host from the Happy Hour and Larry Lucci G and Shake, but notably from the Happy Hour, my brother Color, and my co-host obviously from Insomnia, Crypto. Listen, we're gonna do some pick-ems. We get to talk to Anthony Pialucci a little bit and get to know him a little bit. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back. Anthony Pialucci, what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Good to be here. Glad to be here. That is a really fancy intro you got.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to HB, yeah, man. Like HB always took it.
Lucci.
You did that, Currency? You made that up? You edited that and all that?
No, that's HB. He's the guy who he's a producer of the Fans Tailgate.
Yeah, he does good work. That's nice.
As a matter of fact, you know, the intro, the In the Blender intro.
Uh-huh.
He made the video for that.
He did that one too.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. And for those of you that want to check him out and more of his work, he does utilize his YouTube channel for uploads and also just kind of, you know, a little portfolio going on. That would be Zippa Media, Zippa Media on YouTube. That's his channel. So you can kind of check him out as he's working on a lot of our stuff sometimes.
Get a Zippa
of what he's working on.
Zippa Media?
Yep, and he'll show up in chat sometimes as Zippa Media as well. We call him HB, but
HB in the back.
Yeah, Zippa's his YouTube name.
Yeah, I'll check him out. That's good work.
Zippa.
So you own Lucci's Landscaping, correct?
Correct.
Landscaping, I tell you what, I used to do back when I was working at Barry University. I used to be on the grounds crew when I first started. And then on weekends, me and my buddy would smoke grass and then cut grass. But, you know, that was my, I ain't gonna lie, man. God rest his soul. Roderick, and you know, what's crazy is the three guys I used to cut grass with on the side are no longer with me. But, yeah, man, one of my fondest memories, man, is going like on a waking up at Saturday at 7 o'clock in the, about 6 o'clock in the morning, man. Mike, I remember his name was Mike Turner. I remember him pulling up to the house, man, with a joint and a Budweiser, and we crack one open, smoke one before we get to the front, man. We kick ass, man.
You'd have a safety meeting like that. Huh? That's a safety meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so with all that said, I know you don't do none of that. That was my dumb ass. But
now I'm 43 yeah, yeah.
So what made you get into the landscaping business?
Okay, so if we're being completely honest, right, there's only two kinds of people, really three, that get into landscaping, and there could be like a fourth, but it's a very rare fourth. Either A, you're young and just like you were, you know, in school. Mm-hmm. And you're just looking for some money, because you compared to what you'd make if you were at a fast food joint or something, you make a little bit more money out there doing
labor. Listen, if you hustled, right, and you knew how to cut grass, you could get like 4 or 5 yards in a day, man. And that's like what the yard would be at the time was $30. You split that three ways, that's you could make like 50 bucks at $30-$40.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Back then was nice at 34, you know, it was nice.
Yeah, back then. That was back in 2001. Now that's chump change. Yeah, I'm just saying back then that shit stretched went far.
Right. Bless you. And cash in your pocket at the end of the day, you know, that's always nice. but just real, like, so I don't cut grass. I actually landscape, like the landscape design. And we plant trees, create beds, like, you know, we'll remove the sod, actually cut out the grass to create a bed, put in the border. If you want river rock mulch, whatever the case is, we plant the plants. We do the whole nine, irrigation installs, you know, things like that. Very few. There's a few. If I put in the sod for somebody's entire yard, say they want all new sod, I might cut their grass for them for like the first month. Well, actually, you don't cut it the first month, but the month after, you know, I'll just make sure everything takes the way it's supposed to. Just as a insurance policy that it takes, because normally that's a pretty expensive job. But other than that, we don't cut grass. Giovanni has a few accounts that he's picked up along the way, but they pay him like a prince to do it. But yeah, so, you know, young kids who don't know any better yet, and because we're here in Florida, man, it's hot outside. It's hard work. So you got that. Then you got the felons who, you know, sometimes it's harder to find it. Now they're lessening that, you know, where you could get jobs being a felon. But, you know, back in my time, you know, it was limited. And again, if you're not working in, excuse me, a restaurant, or there wasn't many jobs except labor jobs, you know. And then, you know, you got addicts. That's just the unfortunate truth. People that are addicts or recovering addicts, they do it. So it's because it's hard work, man. You're out there in the heat.
Oh, man. Oh,
9-10 hours a day, and it's heavy lifting, and you're doing, nobody's just picking this to do it, just to do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. My man, Angel, this dude, he made a fortune, right? He did really good at it. They called him the machine. The guy would cut grass all day, do like 3-4 yards after work, and on Saturday cut grass, and on his day off, he cut his own yard. That was on his day off.
Yeah.
And the guy was like 47, had 3 heart attacks. He was a felon and he was a, you know, an addict. But the guy was a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't, you know, no scumbag or nothing like that. I could trust
him. Nah. And that's not to say that, you know, people that, yeah. Pardon me, let me the dog, then give me 1 second. But yeah, that's, you know, that's not to say that, it's just that it's demanding work. You know, it's hard work. So
yeah, it is.
That's why the very rare one that I was saying is somebody who has, excuse me, who has money and has the money to buy the equipment to start the business and is just looking for another business venture. But I'll tell you, those guys, it's even a rarer amount that get out there and do it themselves. They'll front the business and then pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, and then yeah, you got some guys they'll set up the meats and stuff like that.
Yeah, then you got your retired guys. These guys will do like lawn maintenance, which is more of what you're talking about, that retire from the police force or whatever, have a pension, or firefighter, or just any type of job they've worked their whole life, and now they're catching a pension, and then they'll, you know, cut 20 yards a week just for some extra money. You know, they have it. People like that. I fall under the felon. I made some bad decisions growing up. You know, I grew up in foster care and stuff. And then I ended up, you know, having to do some time a few times because I got into the cocaine cowboy business. And that landed me, you know, great money in that, too. But, you know, unfortunately, you spend it all on attorneys and commissary. And it's just terrible like choices.
So yeah, quite a bit of overhead involved with that one.
there was a lot, you know, and so to make a long story short is, you know, I got out the last time and I officially said, you know what, I'm going to retire. And I have a friend of mine here. He has a landscape business, Keep It Pristine. And he's been in business. At first, he had lawn maintenance first, under the same name, but then he saw the money was really in doing landscape. So he had his lawn maintenance for probably about 10 years, and then he switched over to landscape. He's had that for about 15. So he's been in business like 25 years. So I got a job with him, and, you know, my work ethic, I'm a worker, hard work. You know, before no time, I was running his business, not in a sense running the whole, but as far as in the field, you know, I did the, all the work on the Bobcat, the stump grinder, like I learned all the machines. And on top of that, just, you know, working period, you know, on the ground. Cause you know, you get guys, they don't want to work. They say they want to work. They get out there, they get tired. They're having heat strokes. So I'm having to do this work and then do their work. And man,
trust me,
some of them steal my rosemary plant.
Yeah, I'm dude, telling you, all kinds of weird stuff. Color.
What's funny is, and this may be crazy, but when I used to smoke grass back in the day, right? And when I used to smoke a joint.
Yeah, now we smoke a flower shake with
grass, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, when I was smoking on the hippie lettuce at work, the hotter it got, the more energy I got. When I was stoned, hotter it was, the stronger I was. It's like I was like a different person, bro. When I was stoned, and bro, I was like a man on a mission. I was I could freaking.
I'm one focus, you know, helps you put that heat out of your mind. You know, I know
what it is. You're high and you're not paying attention to being high. Your mind somewhere else.
Dude, that's why I had to stop, because When I smoke now, unless I'm mowing lawn or doing something, you know, I can't sit still and smoke grass anymore. I gotta be doing something productive. I can't do it anymore.
We gotta put shake on the indica strain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. in the couch.
So but yeah, anyway, I'm gonna ask you a few more questions. But before we do, man, let's get to some of these games. And right now, in progress, we got the Texans taking on the Jets. That's 11 minutes and 55 seconds in the second quarter, and it's still nothing.
Really quick, Shake, game note on that. The Jets were going in to score, and their guy went to go, like, you know, take the ball out to celebrate, and he lost control of it right before the goal line. So that infamous rule, when you fumble touchback out the back of the end zone and it turns touchback into a touchback for the other team. Yep, that's going to rear its ugly head this week, man. So get ready for that debate.
Oh, man.
So you know what's crazy about this game? Because, you know, obviously I picked the Houston. But before, I was debating. And, Shake, you heard me say, this is going to be the week the Jets win. You know, I really feel like the Jets are going to win. But – like I said, it just cost me the $5,000 last week, so I refuse to pick them. I won't pick them no more the rest of this
year. Me neither. I'm going to be like you, Crypto, with the Denver Broncos last year.
Yeah, screw the New York Jets. And you know, that's my most hated team. Right. I'm picking myself all week. I've been kicking myself
in
the
ass. Don't pick them until they start winning again.
I'm telling you, bro. It's like, man. But anyway.
They killed me for 3-4 weeks.
So yeah, I got the Jets, man.
You picked the Jets?
Yeah, you got Crypto. Who you got? What say you?
Houston.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're all tied at Houston.
All tied.
Houston, we have a problem. All right. Of course.
That would be interesting. Hey, they did say they're gonna run the table. I think somebody, one of the Jets players, said they're going to win all of their remaining games.
We got LA, man. We got the first W Energy game of the week, man. Listen, now that I smoke, now that I have to mow my own lawn, right, during summer times, man, look, I get the W Energy drink. You get an 8-ounce glass of cold water with some ice. Put one scoop of this thing. Just stir it in your drink like Country Time Lemonade. Cali or Cream is my favorite. You drink that. You're essentially drinking water, man. And I tell you what, it doesn't give me jitters. It just gives me focus. And I'm able to cut my grass. And, you know, And sometimes I do it to play video games, certain video games I like to play. So if you're a gamer or you're trying to get a little edge, hit W. So with that being said, man, the W game of the week is the 5-3 Broncos taking on the 5-3 Ravens. I'll tell you what, man. Baltimore is given 8 points, 46.5 total. So
they cover.
Yeah. So, I mean,
let me give you a couple little bits of info before you make your decisions. Lamar Jackson did sit out of practice today with back and leg injuries, they said. Probably just soreness, but had to let you all know that before you make your pick.
Being that's at home, and
they just they did acquire Deontay Johnson.
Yeah. Being that Bo Nix is a young quarterback, and John Harbaugh, as much as I call him a douchebag, he is a great coach, and I respect his. I'm gonna go with the Ravens. Yeah, Crypto, what say you?
They bounced back from a terrible division loss and get back to the winning ways. I think Harbaugh's too good of a coach to let them slide. They got to keep up with the Steelers. You heard me, Shake?
Yeah. So you got the Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens.
And then Lucci?
Yeah, easy. Ravens. I don't care if Lamar don't play. If they had Tim Boyle.
Yeah. Or they probably would be able to win with Derrick Henry alone.
Or Anthony getting 40 touches. Tyler Huntley.
It's for that matter. Yeah, for real.
Even if they had Huntley.
It's a rookie quarterback, man. John Harbaugh's a veteran.
I think Hamilton's going to get 2 picks in this game.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like Bo Nix is a phenomenal rookie like this kid over there in Washington, you know?
Right.
Easy work for Baltimore.
So consensus again on that one. All right.
Yeah. All right. So now we have the LA Chargers taking on the 4-3 LA Chargers taking on the 2-6 Browns. LA Chargers given 1.5. They're giving a whole 1.5. Not even two, just 1.5.
Pick 'em game.
Yeah, the total is 41.5. Cleveland, look at this. You know how some are like Miami is plus 250, Denver is plus 320, Cleveland is even.
Just to put my 2 cents in, Jameis Winston, you know, he don't just go when he starts off good. He don't just stop for a while.
It's gonna be a minute
before he starts, you know, dropping off again.
And so that
41 total looks secondary. Real tempting to take the over on for me, man.
And by the way, man, me and Lucci were on the bandwagon of we should have got Jameis Winston, but you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, even despite what you might think about him, he usually starts off and strings together a few games before he slacks off.
Hey, by the way, Cutter. Hey, listen, I could admit this now.
Being that you're
a Cane and I'm a Gator, we couldn't wait for him to get the hell out of FSU because he was giving me nightmares.
Yeah, bro. He was lighting it up in college. I mean, he did earn his spot in the NFL. You know, that's for sure.
He was throwing picks in college too.
Well, you know, but he's kind of like Nick Foles, man. He's a little flaky in real life. You know what I mean? So, you know. I think he has probably a bit of a leadership problem. But again, he can string together a few games. And usually when he starts off winning, he'll go with a few games where he just starts lighting it up. So I think that 41 for an over under is a little, my opinion is a little low. I'd take the over on the
But you know what's funny is when I'm looking at it on the ESPN app, right? It says CLE. Even Cleveland. Spells nice. Like they look like it's they misspelled Cleveland, but it's Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
And again, he's every bit as likely to do nothing with the offense all day, and somebody, whichever team wins 15-10. Just so don't take my word for
it. They'll bog down the game.
I got bad look.
I think Harbaugh slows it down.
I got to put that disclaimer out there. I got bad look.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll tell you what. I think they got to a hot start, but no, Lucci, I'll let you get picked first. I already got my answer.
I take LA right there.
Yeah.
You know, I like Jameis Winston. And to piggyback off of what Color was saying, that's why I wanted him in Miami, because he starts off hot. It takes a couple of games for him to cool down. Well, we just need him. Tua's hurt. We just need him to come in when Tua's hurt. You know, he comes in, he amps the team up. Oh, if he'd have been there when Tua was gone, we wouldn't be in the position we're in right now. That's how I feel personally. Amen. And then if you give him the talent that we got in the run game, and yo, he's a leader. He gets people hyped, man. He has a quirky way of doing it. You know, he's kind of goofy, but I don't think he's serious about it though. You know what I mean? He's lighthearted, and it fits with what we got. But anyways, the Chargers. God bless. I want to see my guy win. I like Jameis Winston, but I think, like you said, Harbaugh. Here we are with the Harbaugh.
That's another Harbaugh effect.
Yeah, yeah. I really think it's too much, but I agree 100%. 21 right. I'd take the over on that all day.
Yeah. So the Harbaugh brothers are gonna win this weekend.
Yeah, they win this weekend.
Yeah. What you got, Crypto? All
right, good. No, I agree. I think they ran into the wrong team, the Browns, to keep that winning streak alive.
Yeah, yeah.
They, I think the Harbaugh bogged the game down, make it a smash mouth game. I think there's a smash mouth game. Harbaugh, this is the game that Justin Herbert blows up. He has a 5-touchdown game in this game.
Mm.
Harbaugh lets him loose.
That Browns defense.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the total is 41.5, and you're saying that LA is going to score all 41 of those points.
I think Jameis Winston could. So yeah. The Chargers, that's why I'm taking the over on that 41.5. I'm like, I think they both teams blow right through that.
Yeah. But both of them can get through the 41 together.
Well, we got to point out though that as far as the Harbaugh effect that we just pointed out, Jameis Winston with the Browns is the one that just defeated John last week. So,
yeah. So what's little brother to him? He defeated the final boss first. That's the hard bugs.
Yeah.
I can see it now. John Harbaugh is like, hey, no fair. I'm gonna get my big brother to beat your ass.
I'm gonna get my big brother.
Yeah, John Harbaugh ran to get his big brother, John. All right, so next game, man, these 1 o'clock games are garbage.
So there was consensus on that one too. LA Chargers for everybody.
LA. We got the NFC South showdown. The Saints taking on the 1-2-6 Saints taking on the 1-1 Panthers. Even though the Panthers are at home, they're given 7 points, 43.5 points total.
So I got a couple game notes for that one too. I pay attention. You know, that's why y'all love Color, because I pay attention. Derek Carr expected a return for the Saints. He went on record just like Tua did, saying he's not the savior. So keep that in mind. Bryce Young to get another start with the Panthers. However, Jonathan Brooks to make his debut for the Carolina Panthers this week. Highly touted draft pick, I suppose, for them. So there you go.
Hold up. Tua went on record saying he's not the savior?
Last week, he said nobody should expect him to come in and be the savior. That's what he said last week before the game.
Literally?
Yeah.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
You're not joking. Last week.
Last week before the Cardinals.
I didn't know that.
He was saying it from the perspective of the team's got a lot to fix, which is what we learned over the last few weeks. and don't expect him to be the one to fix it all.
Why say anything?
That's what I've always asked.
I tell you what, Tua needs just to go ahead and fire his PR guy.
That's Tua. That's Tua. Yeah. Letting all his Tua.
Well, he's never been. He's never been the best politician.
I'll wait till we get to the Dolphins Bills pick him.
To tell you
what he said yesterday, bro.
All right.
But yeah, that's gonna be at last. We always save that game for last. So
yeah, save the best for last.
That's anyway, the last one.
What do we got? We're at New Orleans and Carolina, right?
Yeah, we don't need to spend too much time on this game. I got the Saints.
Same.
No, that's my upset special. I got the Panthers.
Okay. What's up?
Ah, you got Mr. Brooks showing out, huh? It is a pretty good football.
I got Bryce's resurrecting his career. He's rejuvenating his career this game. This is a game. He starts his 12-game winning streak.
Oh, shit.
But Jonathan Brooks is a pretty good football name. And the reason I point that out, Shane, is you noticed who's on the field tonight for the Texans, right? The greatest football name, the greatest name in history for anything.
Yeah, Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. That's right.
Joe Mixon is that name.
That's right. All right.
If you're wondering, Lucci, that's an inside joke. Me and Shake and probably Crypto knows the joke too. But yeah, Joe Mixon, we have agreed.
Not only is
the greatest football name ever known, but it works for everything.
Champion. Right, that's what I said.
U.S. Olympic curler Joe Mixon. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like you get tennis champion Joe Mixon. You could use it for anything, bro. Doctor.
Yes, yeah, MD universal
Joe
name.
Mixon.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. That is
a universal accepted name for everything. Jousting
champion Joe Mixon.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Nah, chess champion Joe Mixon.
It's got a nice ring. Yeah.
World champion Joe Mixon.
It works for every industry, every sport.
Hey, he is a bartender, bro. Joe Mixon.
The law firms, everything.
Monsignor.
Travel agencies, Joe Mixon travel agency.
DJ, Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He got literally the perfect game.
The Raiders are playing his former team. Are playing his former team, the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are given 7 points. The total is 46.5. With that being said, go ahead, Lucci, who you got?
Cincinnati, easy. I'd take the under on that, to be honest. Wilkins out for the season. What's up with Wilkins?
He's out right now. And what sucks is that's gonna ruin our comp pick.
Yeah. Well, shit. I mean,
If he gets out injured,
since he might score 40 something by himself.
Get a fourth comp pick.
Yeah, I think they will. I think Burrow's mad about last week's performance.
Bird. If it goes over, it's because Cincinnati puts it over.
Who are they playing, Shake? I'm sorry. I was distracted by the game.
Raiders
and Bengals.
I'm sorry?
Raiders and Bengals.
Oh, Raiders. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got nothing for this game.
Vegas.
So, yeah, I got the Cincinnati Bengals as well.
Cincinnati, WKRP in Cincinnati. I think that's all good.
All right. Just we got Washington Commanders at 6-2, taking on the 2-6 Giants. Washington is given 4 points, even though the Giants are at home, 44.5 total.
Where are we at, Crypto, with Jaden Daniels? 340 burgers so far this year?
Yeah, I think he's gotten
something like that.
Two or three, yeah. Yep.
A Hail Mary win.
He can get another one now.
And a Hail Mary win? I mean, this guy can't lose. Hail Mary win. This guy cannot lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't pick against him.
He's living up to my expectations, man.
Usually, I'm gonna experiment here. I'm gonna go with the Giants. Usually, when teams do a miraculous play, they go on a losing streak. The Miami Miracle went on a losing streak. When Kyler Murray threw that Hail Mary against Buffalo, he went on a losing streak. So usually when teams do like a miracle win.
I have a miracle win. Yeah, it's always followed by a long losing streak.
That's
thought
a
about
very
this
good
shake.
Point. That's a very that's good, a good point. Point. That's powerful, wow. Shake. That is very powerful. But I would also counter that by saying, I mean, the guy, if you're winning with a Hail Mary like that, the football gods are in your favor, man. That's just all there is to it. The guy cannot win right
now. I said that same thing about the Hail Mary with freaking DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I like I said, your point is very powerful. I don't have much of a counter.
As an experiment, I'm doing the Giants.
Yeah, experiment. Go with Daniel Jones, man. He might see this as a bounce back opportunity, man.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Dable said that he's upset right now. So,
uh-oh.
And Dable likes him being upset. So.
Mm-hmm. One of the funniest things I've seen with Dable.
Something to shake.
One of the funniest things I've seen with Dable is he goes. You remember when he? You know how you usually do the introductory press conferences? They usually wear a suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, the joke was he was in a suit, right? He goes, Tip, he goes, if this is your public defender, you're probably going to lose.
I mean, if y'all want to ride with the G-Men, I'll ride with them, whatever.
But, yeah, I got the G-Men. Who you got, Luch?
I'm taking Washington.
Yeah, Luke's going with Washington. Yeah, I'm going with Washington. Smart man. I'm gonna go with Washington. I picked my upset special already. I'm going out on a limb with Carolina, so I can't do two games to the row.
So Shake's the outlier on that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I did my outlier pick with the Panthers.
Increased the interest of that football game. You're welcome, NFL.
Yep.
We got the 3-4 Cowboys. Which, by the way, the Dolphins are the NFC version of, and the Falcons, yep. 5-3 Falcons. Atlanta's given 3 points, 3 points, 3.5 points, 51.5 total. Ooh. Dallas plus 145.
I'm gonna take the under on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with. I'm definitely going with Cowboys. I don't know. I think the Cowboys bounce back. I'm going with the Cowboys.
One correction though, Shake.
Yes, sir.
They are like the Dolphins of the NFC, but we are still not like their fans. We give up after 2-6. They'll be 2-11. they'll be 2-11 still talking about winning the division. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, true. You know. Yeah, we need their enthusiasm, right?
Yeah, we're not as delusional as they are.
All right, who you got? Who you got, Luch?
I take Dallas right there too.
Okay, Crypto.
Home or away? What's this? What game?
Falcons is home.
Falcons, the home team. I'm gonna go with the Falcons.
All right.
I'm going with the strength of the home. They're winning with the home field advantage on this one. I'm going with the home team.
All right.
The
so,
energy of the crowd. So I'm gonna go with the Falcons to pull this one out.
Okay. All right, another game that we don't really need to spend time talking about. The 2-6 Patriots taking on the 1-6 Titans.
This is the Cam Ward Bowl.
It's the Tank Bowl, yeah.
Tennessee is given 3 points. Mm. 37.5 total. New England plus 150. I'm going to say New England because they're on a hot streak.
So, yeah. Crypto, New England just drafted 2 quarterbacks in 1 draft, and one of them – I think they like. So do we want New England to lose here because they're more likely to trade their number one pick than the rest of the other teams?
No, actually, if they do, listen, yeah. I could see well, them getting who's that guy? Who's the guy that plays for
Sanders?
Not Sanders.
Oh, they're good. The one for the LSU, the other guy.
No. He plays for Mississippi State. He plays with Shedeur Sanders, the guy
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, yeah.
Yeah, I can see New England going after Travis Hunter.
Going on to him to get a receiver for him, yeah. They can make him the overall pick, yeah, if they get that high pick, yeah. They'll definitely go for receiver, the top receiver in the draft. Yep.
You got New England,
Luch? That's a good point.
Oh,
No, that was more what I hope. I wasn't making a pick.
Who's New England playing? Tennessee?
Yeah.
I'll take Tennessee right there.
I think both of them skipping on a quarterback. I'm going to go with New England.
I mean, bro, let me give you my little tidbit for this one. Mason Rudolph last week in a horrible loss to the Lions still had way outperformed Goff because Goff got a short field so many times that he couldn't put up any numbers. But Mason Rudolph in that loss was like, 20-something for 38 and like 280 yards and like a couple tutties and like, a couple interceptions, obviously.
Yeah, they had like 300, almost 400 yards.
He had a Mason Rudolph type of game, you know? So maybe that's all the Patriots. I mean, that's all the Titans need to defeat the Patriots who are insistent upon losing.
Yeah, I take them. If it's Mr. I drink mayonnaise in my coffee, Will Levi's, then I take New England. But Mason Rudolph, starting quarterback, I pick Tennessee.
All right, man. So Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. So now that we got everything, so you we both now it's time for the Chef Juice special.
Chef Juice special, let's go.
The Chef Juice special, baby. I get this mouse to excuse me. There
we go. What's up, y'all? This is Chef Juice. Looking for a great chef for your next catering party, private party, office party, etc. With Balkan watering meals and desserts. Let Chef Jew Catering and Sweet Treats take care of it for you at an affordable price. Call me at 786-804-8096. Also, reach me at chefjewcatering@gmail.com. Direct message on Facebook and Instagram at Chef Jew's Catering. Chef Jew's Catering and Sweet Treats, food with a passion, we do it all.
And,
I want real some quick, of that German chocolate cake, man.
let's you know, being that he's a fellow entrepreneur, let me ask you this: get a few questions in. What are some of the few challenges that you face being your own boss in this in whatever would you say?
Let me be honest with you, man. For what I do. Nothing. Really nothing. The only one I would say is, and this is a very rare occurrence, but this is why I don't do social media or I don't do websites for my business. You come across people in life that they're just not good people and they try to get over and there's nothing you can do like they, you know, just scumbags, basically. And when you don't have a business, like if you work for other people, you'll see, and like people say, the customer is always right, but you'll see people who they're just like someone who goes to a restaurant and they don't want to pay for the meal. So they'll complain about something, but they'll eat the whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dealing with people like that, but it's a very rare recurrence. Maybe I deal with about two of those a year. Out of all the clients, I have two a year that will do something like that. But other than that, man, it's great. You know, if I don't feel like going to work one day because, you know, I just ain't feeling it or just anything, man. I get to teach my son. He works with me. He's got his own photography business, but he works with me a majority of the time. And I get to spend time with him. And, you know, I don't really have – when I have a big job, I bring in some guys, you know, but – I'm always on the job and things are always right and people love it and seeing people happy and being able to, you know, hook people's homes up and do things right for them. Cause a lot of people, you know, they're just about the money, you know, and they won't be out there. They have other guys and these guys are sick, you know, they're getting overworked. So they just rush through people's stuff. It's very rewarding. I'll be honest with you, man. And I don't really have it. There's really not a complaint that I have. If you can be an entrepreneur, if you could be your own boss, I suggest you do it. You know, it's not easy. When I did it, when I took the leap of faith, like I didn't have any money really saved in my account where if things didn't work out, like I could pay the bills. Like I just took a blind leap of faith, you know, and Man, I started advertising on Craigslist. That's how I first advertised, you know, and it's like $5 a week. But, you know, you put it in, it goes way down. So you could put another $5 and you go back at the top. And then when people scroll, they'll see it again. So really, I'd spend like $20 a week.
Yeah, man.
And ultimately, man, it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
I don't have any complaints.
If you Crypto used to be on work when he was a truck driver back in the day, he'd get his lot lizards from Craigslist, right?
There you go. See?
Not even.
Yeah.
You got me mixed up with Lance. Or Esteban.
Yeah. It's a very rewarding thing, man. You know, you don't have to answer to nobody, collect all the money. You know, it's not for everybody, though. Sometimes, you know, but I would recommend it. If you can be your own boss, be it. It's hard having to make sure everything's right all the time, you know, and you know, you're responsible. When you work for somebody, things go wrong. Yo, it ain't my business. Like, literally, you know, it's like take it up with him if you're not happy with how things are. Being the owner, you got to be responsible for everything. You know, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. But if you genuinely care, then it's you want that responsibility because you want things to be right, you know. So, yeah.
That's what's really up, man. So,
yep.
Now, the Chef Shoe special is the 4-3 Bears taking on the 4-4 Cardinals. These guys, I think they're still trying to find their niche, you know, to make the playoffs.
You're referring to
limbo game right here, man.
One and a half points, 44.5 total, and Chicago with plus 105. I'm gonna have to give this edge to the Bears. I like the Bears.
I take Arizona right there. I take Arizona right there.
Arizona?
Yeah. I think I might have to go with Arizona. I think I chose the Bears initially. I got to check my pick'ems pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to go with Arizona. I think they're the home team, right, Chick?
Yeah, they're the home team.
They're going back home, playing in friendly confines of
the
old Sun. They don't play in the old Sun Devil Stadium. They play in whatever arena they're playing now, Sun Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. I remember back in the day they played in Sun Devil.
Sun Devil Stadium.
The Devil.
Yeah. Who's Denny called? Green was a coach. Denny Green was a coach.
Yeah.
The Devil.
Mm-hmm.
They were who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. Man, I think he was talking about the Bears, as a matter of
fact. Yeah, he was talking about the Bears. That was against the Bears when they had that famous press conference. Yep.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a good
one. They are who we thought we were, and we let them off the hook.
You want to crown them? Goddamn, crown them. But they are who we thought they were.
Yep, that was against the Bears. And it's ironic because I was in Arizona in school at the time doing that game.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow.
That was cool. That was cool.
That was wild. The Denny Green famous press conference.
Color, what are you talking about? Who do you like?
Which one are we on?
This game is on Chicago.
Arizona Dub Bears.
And the Bears? Oh, well, I don't remember who I had on Miss Vin's Pick'em on League Wide Wednesday, but I'm a big fan of the state of Arizona. I don't have no insight on, like, these two teams right at the moment, other than we just watch the Arizona Cardinals and kind of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, keep in mind that Kyler Murray already has a strong arm despite his size, but he can really throw them bombs into the dry air of Arizona.
Yeah.
By the way, my wife is hell bent on moving to North Carolina, but if it wasn't for the family that, you know, because she wants to be closer to family still. Our dream destination will be Arizona.
Okay.
I mean, stick in the north. You can always go visit the south. You know what I mean? If you're going to live in Arizona, I would say central and north. Don't live further south than that. But you know, because you can always drive down there. It's not a long drive to get down to the south for all the, all that's to enjoy down there. But
yeah. No, yeah. I would live by like the, to be honest with you, south. I really fell in love with South Nevada.
Right. So that's kind of like northern Arizona, sort of.
Yeah.
Arizona opens back up into kind of like Utah country and Nevada country, but. There's one spot if you were to be closer to the south in Arizona, if you stick towards the east, which borders New Mexico, there's the White Mountains, which is also alpine country. So, like, you know, if you stick to like the mid altitudes and higher altitudes in Arizona for living, you'll love it there.
Hey, by the way, like, I heard a rumor that speaking of Utah, I heard that they have a basketball team in Utah.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Is that true?
Yeah, America's team resides in Utah. Yeah,
good you point, talking about Shake, the Cowboys? The Utah Cowboys?
Nope.
On the other token, that boy man. Caleb wants to get off the snide for losing to a Hail Mary last week. Mm-hmm. So he might want to put up some numbers too. And he's actually, believe it or not, he don't seem to be like he's quite the bust everybody made him out to be right off the bat. So yeah, that's Caleb Williams. I'm
referring to. No, though this rookie class is probably one of the best classes since '83.
So, but I think Kyler might have the edge because Kyler's just simply been gone through all the nonsense that a rookie and young player has to go through already to get where he's at. So he may take the rookie to school. We'll see.
So we got the 2-6 Jaguars taking on the 5-2 Eagles. Eagles are finding their stride. With that being said,
Saquon's press conference.
Go ahead. Who do you got?
Said he's ready to. He's a little edgy.
How did you get this one?
Saquon's edgy.
Part of me wanted to take the Jaguars. I feel like that they're starting to get in a groove, but I took Philadelphia.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't blame you.
Yeah,
but if Jacksonville wins, I won't be shocked. As bad as they've been playing Yo, they're a lot like us.
We'll be
man.
Trying to be gained.
Maybe it's something in the floor of water. But
I tell you what, fans will be throwing popcorn at Sirianni again.
It's crazy.
I feel exactly what you're saying, Anthony. I just for my pick on the show Wednesday, I think I had the Eagles winning 28-7 on 4 tush pushes.
Yeah, they'll be moving the ball to the goal line. So they could get them numbers up. 4 tush pushes, yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you see that FSU almost scored on a tush push?
Yeah.
FSU did? Well, last week?
Remember, we were at the a La Carreta, and we saw that. Remember? It was like a 4th-yard situation. And not only did he get the first down, he almost got to the end zone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Right. It was in the middle of the field. But it wasn't on the goal line situation where he got it and he kept running. He almost scored a touchdown.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait, FS who? 43 yards on that carry.
FS who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they benched.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. He got a touch push on the middle of the field and almost scored.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
So here we go, man. We all listen. If you click on the TFTG website, and it's, you know, tailgating. Hey, look, we still got a lot of tailgating to do, a lot of barbecuing, especially Thanksgiving. You know,
barbecue chicken.
Especially if you if you out here cooking, get the cooking folk apron, imaged after my man Rabbit Dolphin, aka Lewis. Yeah, this is a great, you know, like I said, for any occasion you cooking, man. It comes in white and black. Nay swears by it. Miss Pam swears by it. So
my name is Miss Pam.
I mean, yeah, man. Anybody who bought that apron, so you click on the link on the TFTG, get yourself a cooking folk. And I tell you what, this is gonna be, I think, a hell of a game. We have the 6-1 Lions taking on the 6-2. Packers in Green Bay.
Yeah, that whole division's on fire, man.
Yeah. They have transformed
Chicago,
the best in the league.
Chicago's teams find a way to win.
If the playoffs started today, all of them will make the playoffs.
Detroit is given 2.5 points, 48.5 total, and Green Bay is plus 125. And I tell you what, this is gonna be a tough one, but I'm going with the upset special. I think Jordan Love and because of Green Bay, Jordan Love is gonna get it and tie with the Lions right now. I'm going with the Packers.
Yeah, I did read an article saying that Jordan Love was going no matter what. So it sounds like he's not totally 100%, but willing to play anyway. So that's the one insight. Right.
He got nicked up in the last one.
Thing ain't there. So that kind of another one. I feel like they played Minnesota. They beat Minnesota. To me, that so I kind of feel like are they going to squeak it out against both and show that they're really them? You know, I think I picked Detroit, but that's a toss up to me. But I'm just taking Detroit only because Detroit's been on this upward streak for a few years now, and I think they're the real deal. I don't think that they're just, you know. Green Bay is still trying to prove. I think Detroit's been past that. We're trying to prove we are who we say we are type deal in that division, you know. Yeah, I take Detroit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I have Detroit as a juggernaut now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially after what they did to the Titans last week. I mean, it's not so much that the Titans are bad. I get it. But they took advantage of every single short field they got. Jared Goff didn't even throw for 100 yards last week, and they put up a 50 burger.
And apparently, the reason why they didn't hire Dan Campbell, the Dolphins, was because he was too hip hop.
Yeah, that's probably the reason.
I can't believe it.
But I mean, when your team's able to win with a 50 burger, and your offense shows that little production in stats, that tells you that they got a short field all day.
Yeah, defense showed up.
They was efficient with the drives that was given to them.
Yeah,
and like above average, because a short giving the average good defense giving your team a short field a couple times a day, that's going to be a 30 burger, maybe a 40. They put up 52 points. You know what I mean? Like, and their quarterback didn't even throw for 100.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think all the stats pretty much goes out the window in this particular division matchup because of history shows me that Green Bay has pretty much owned this team. And given Detroit's rise last year, Green Bay went into Detroit and destroyed them on Thanksgiving Day. And I think that continues because Green Bay has a hell of a secondary and those corners are back. So they can be able to keep up at least with the passing side and force them to be one-dimensional with their linebackers and what you call can at least slow Gibbs down. I think that's where the Green Bay is more even with them. And if Green Bay wins the turnover battle, it can get away from Detroit because you give Jordan Love too many extra possessions. He can make you pay for it. And they actually have been for his touchdowns, though. But
yeah, and Anthony Campanelli is Anthony Campanelli is their linebackers coach too. So
yeah, it's Green Bay's defense that makes it more where they can neutralize Detroit's offense. And Green Bay got enough firepower on offense to be able to score and get in the end zone. So in this one, I think Green Bay makes it a tight for first place situation. It makes it a little bit more interesting, especially if the Bears is able to pull off a win and keep winning. So make it interesting. It's going down to the wire in that division. I think we'll be looking at week 15 and week 17 before we even know who's going to be the division winner or not.
And that brings me to the Fanatic game of the week.
New seasons, new gear. Show the world what it means to be a fan in 100% authentic gear. Fanatics, officially licensed everything.
That voice sounds familiar. Anyway, check out Fanatics.
Fanatics.
They sell everything under the sun, whether it's basketball, Fanatics, yep. NBA, NHL, anything pro sports, you name it, they have it. You click the link, and by clicking the link, it lets you know that we sent you, and it helps the channel out tremendously.
Do they sell crickets gear and like badminton gear?
And badminton.
It helps the starving children.
And get your very own Joe Mixon chess jersey. He's a part of the chess. He's a chess master. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Be sure to check that out, fellas.
Chess master. Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon jersey.
World hot dog eating champion, Joe Mixon.
Yep, he's definitely a hot dog eating champion. Definitely. All right,
we have an NFC West showdown. We have the 3-4 Rams
that's a good one,
taking on the 4-4 Seahawks. Both teams are trying to climb up the ladder in their division, their respective division. So with that being said, man, look, man. Rams are I don't know, man.
This is a tough one for me.
Yeah, me too. That's the truth. LA is only given 1 point. They only got 1 point, 48 and a half total. Seahawks are minus 105.
Right.
So, man.
Yeah.
Man.
I keep trying to see the Rams as a bad team, but they keep actually having pretty
showing up and having a good performance, right?
They might be
you want them to lay an egg, and then next thing you know, they put up 40 points on them.
Somebody. Well, they might be back on track. I mean, I'm not saying back.
Seattle's the same way, too.
You know, but, like, they might be back on track to be, like, competitive, you know?
And Seattle's the same way.
I take Stafford over Geno, but that's just me.
Right. I'll just go with the quarterback one. Yeah.
Yeah, but I got the Rams. I got the Rams on this one.
Please tell me the Rams are at home. I'm going to have to change my pick.
Actually, you know, I got the Seahawks, the 12th
in Seattle.
This is I'm picking a home team. That's Monty Bella. That's Monty out.
Here's an intangible for the game. The Dodgers just won the World Series. Clayton Kershaw is Stafford's buddy. They grew up together. He's gonna want to honor his win, you know what I mean? He wanna put some points on the board.
I got another stat for you.
Yeah,
My very first game was against the Bears. It was originally scheduled. It was a Sunday game, right?
Mm.
And it turned out to be it moved over to Monday night. And the only reason it moved over to Monday night was because the Marlins were playing the World Series. So my very first Dolphin game against the Bears, Brian Cox was the linebacker, and Dave Wanstead was the coach for the Bears. We lost that game.
You mean Dave Wanstash?
Dave Wanstash was the coach.
Wanstash.
Yeah, okay. Wanstash was the coach. Brian Cox was the linebacker. He wore number 52.
Right.
And we lost that game.
Yeah, I hate Dave Wanstead. When he traded Ogunleye for Marty Booker, bro, I just after that I never liked him.
And wasn't there a big scandal? Didn't he let our playbook get leaked out or something?
I don't know. I was young at that time. I mean, I wasn't young, but I was young and I was wasn't in tune I should.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I was surprised to find that out. I learned that recently, Anthony. I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember that getting out when we were kids, man. You know what I mean?
You know,
wasn't it the Jets' old head coach, Rich Kotite, or was it somebody else?
Well, that year we started off strong and then collapsed.
Well,
apparently our playbook got leaked out or something, and he got held responsible for that,
which is crazy.
Damn, I'm just finding out about this myself.
I know.
Yeah,
I thought it was. I'm like, I don't remember that.
I thought it was the Jets.
but then again, back then it wasn't like it is now, where you get news that Tua farted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh man. Hey, by the way, it's halftime. Houston is up 7-0.
I scored. Please tell Aaron me Tank Rodgers Dale scored.
Had 32 yards on the night.
Was it Tank Dell or was it Nico Collins? Is he back?
No, it was Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. Probably was, yeah. Joe Mixon.
Oh, I swear to God, it was Joe Mixon.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Joe Mixon's having a night.
I didn't start any of them in my league, but I think I just went the over on that one.
All right, we have the Vikings.
That was a revenge game.
We have the 4-4 Colts taking on the 5-2 Vikings. Sunday night football. I know the Colts are on a – God damn it, you stupid catch. Anyway,
Sam Bradford.
Hold up. On that, I take Seattle on the last game, just so you got me down there.
Okay, Seattle?
You got Seattle, Lucci? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going with the home team on that one.
Yeah, I got to go with
that. That's a pick 'em.
It's just a toss up.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have the 5-2, 4-4 Colts taking on the 5-2 Vikings. Minnesota, minus 5. Total is 46.5 points. Indy plus 200. I'm gonna keep it simple and say the Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah, they get back to their
Here's a bold take. Justin Jefferson has the first 200-yard game out of all the receivers this week.
Hey, man, how's your cousin? I know you said you had a cousin that's a Vikings fan. How's he liking it?
Yeah, Jovan.
JJ gets 200 yards this week.
He's loving it.
I mean, your fantasy.
Obviously, the past 2 weeks, he isn't loving it. But, man, he's you know, Jovan, you've met him a couple times.
Yeah. You know what I would like to do, man, because next time we play the Vikings, we're going to Minnesota. Maybe one day.
That's a real game for us,
man.
I'm pretty sure he'll be going to that. But he'll be there at the San Francisco game. If you come, even though he don't care about either one, but our cousin Wilmer is the San Francisco fan. And,
okay, well, yeah, I'm going
to
be there.
So, like, all our people and all them two shakes, they all go to all the Hurricane games. Like, they're season ticket holders. They go to every Hurricanes. Giovanni travels, like he's going to the Georgia Tech game for the Hurricanes, but he'll be there on the San Francisco game.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna help. I'm gonna try to go to the Dolphin games, even if it's just to go to the tailgate.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'm watching. I'm not going in the stadium anymore, bro. I'm just hanging out. I'm watching the games in the tailgate. When I did that last football game, is the best decision I ever made. I'm telling you.
Ironically, that's what El Cap is trying to he's trying to gain support for, like a mass exodus out of the stadium, like a mass sit out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That would have to happen in a pregame, though, right?
Get our money, but instead of like putting bags over our head and all that, he wants to get like thousands of people to show up to the stadium and sit out the tailgate during the game.
Yeah, I'm already ahead of the crew. I'm team paper bag. I'm already selling it for 99 cents.
There you go.
Hey, man, you gave Cripper some of that entrepreneur spirit, man.
That's right.
I got the Vikings, by the way. You got the Vikings too, Luch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cripper and Cripper got the Colts, so there you go.
No.
Cripper got the Colts? Is that what he's doing?
Not with Justin Jefferson getting 200 yards, I ain't. Oh, man.
And then, of course, we got the 4-4 Yucks taking on the 7-0 refs. I mean, the Chiefs. Chiefs are given 8 points, eight and a half points,
right.
45.5, and Tampa Bay is plus 340. So. Do we really need to get into dive into this? I'm going with the Chiefs. Buccaneers have no receivers.
The Chiefs, huh? And they so have no receivers. They means they have no shot. Yeah, let me tell you, I don't know what Spagnuolo is going to do with them, but this is going to look ugly.
Go before you make your pick. Let me tell you how it's going to go. Baker Mayfield is going to walk right out in the middle of that stadium, plant a spear right in the middle of their stadium, right? And then right after he gets the game-winning touchdown, he's going to walk off that field like Conor McGregor style, man. Big chest and big walk. That's what's going to happen this week.
So you're picking Tampa Bay color?
I think I did actually pick them as my upset of the week just because I think that if anybody could, I think Baker Mayfield could beat Patrick Mahomes on bravado alone. Like, he's the only one that could do it. Like, just walk in there with pure heart and steal a win. You know what I mean?
For Spagnuolo's defense. Spag's defense is too good.
I'd take Kansas City right there.
But I can understand why. I can understand why there's
my gamer's believer. So I can't really get comfortable because I've been sitting on it for like 2 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little stupid stool for this arcade game that the computer's on. So yeah, it's kind of
now. Okay. Question, Shake, is that one's in Kansas City, right?
Correct.
Yeah, the ring.
So you're talking about two guys that had both of their careers in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
College. Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield. They're both like, that's like showdown in the Midwest, man. That's going to be actually a better game than y'all think. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly. KC, get the first blow out of this.
I'm just going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah. The Chiefs.
Me too.
Do they have a Snickers bar at the end of the end zone?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they're gonna get car insurance with each other. Progressive.
You're gonna get Progressive or is it State Farm?
No, Progressive. It's Progressive. It was Progressive.
Oh, it is? Okay. Okay. I thought the Chiefs did that State Farm.
And I mean, it's gonna be Progressive versus State Farm. Yeah. That's
and here's another thing: if there's anybody that could knock a dent in Arrowhead crowd wise. Baker Mayfield's got a lot of fans in the Midwest that are going to want to show up to that game that aren't Buccaneers fans. I mean, you know, wasn't he the man and where did he play? Oklahoma? Wasn't he the man out there?
Yeah.
So I'm just
he's
saying.
He's the original cowboy.
He might actually make it a little bit of a showing in that stadium.
So you got the Chiefs too, Luch?
Absolutely. Easy work. I like colors and enthusiasm. That shit ain't the truth. They're going to go up there and it's easy work for the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs warms up for the Super Bowl this week.
He did put out a disclaimer. He's bad luck. So
this is the week that Chiefs warms
like
up for the Super Bowl.
He had a nice story. He did tell a good
I'm a game script kind of guy. Like, yeah, I make a lot of decisions. I'm with you.
Sometimes I go by that
game
too.
Script and I go with it. You know what I mean?
They're just messed up right now. They're too injured, man. They're too injured, I feel like.
Yeah, sometimes game script ain't enough. You're right. I do factor in other stuff.
If he was going up there with his full squad, Mike Evans, Chris Goodwin, then I could see what you're saying. Right. Now he could be the gunner that he can be because he's got guys that
let it all fly. Right.
He doesn't have that right now. Yeah, so that's why I find it.
Roll out that big schlong and sling it all over the field.
Yeah, it's a stretch. I don't know who's out there catching the ball, you know. But I take Kansas City in that spot.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. And before we get to the last game, I appreciate you for allowing me to, you know, pick your brain on your entrepreneurship. What two advice, if somebody wanted to start their own business, what two pieces of advice would you give them to do? And let's say what will be the do's and don'ts of starting your own business?
Well, the major first thing is you got to know what you're doing. Whatever you decide that you're going to do, you got to know your stuff. If you want to succeed, And if you really know what you're doing, then just do it. Don't doubt yourself, you know. What I wouldn't recommend is doing what I did and just jumping off a cliff. If you don't have some type of backup as far as, you know, for to pay bills and, you know, to take care of yourself. But know what you got to really know the field that you're in. You got to really be a pro at it. And also make sure you really like, which nobody's going to start a business unless you got a lot of money and you're just looking for, you got to like what you're doing, because if you're doing your own thing, especially in the beginning, you're going to have to pour yourself into it, you know, totally. So if you're not really sure about that, that's what you want to do, then chances are you're not going to make it.
Man, I really find it fascinating, you, that last part you said, because you know what I mean? Like liking it, bro. That is so much, the key, because that's going to stop you from getting burned out.
Yeah.
And then you got to like what you're doing, man. That's
because it will burn you out, color, bro. And listen, I don't like necessarily breaking my back in the sun. So for me, it's rewarding when I drive by a house or when people call me and they say, yo, you come highly recommended. Or when they say, I saw the work you did over here and it looks fantastic. Like, it's rewarding. So that kind of outweighs the hard work that it is. But
the liking like mitigates the work. You know what I mean? Right. Like, in other words, it's all work, but the more you like something, the less you're going to see it as work. Yeah. When you get up on the, you know, for work on Monday morning, you know, you're less likely to be one of them people that are like, oh, it's Monday, I gotta go to work. You know, you're more likely to actually enjoy. You're sitting there on Sunday night going, I can't wait for tomorrow to come.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If I could have, but like, if I had a choice, you know, would I pick the business I have? Probably not, because it is extremely taxing on your body. It's hard work. But that's it. You got to really know you got to know what you're doing. And that makes it a lot easier too, bro. When you know what you're doing, you can make it lighter on yourself. And that's in any field, you know, because otherwise you double work yourself. You know, if you make, you just got to like what you're doing, and you got to believe in yourself, basically. You know, it's really just that simple. Just do it.
That's what's up,
and
man.
Also, the one thing I tell you on a closing note,
yeah,
this is why I don't hire people. You know, I have my son, but my son's going to do what I ask him to do. And, you know, there's not going to be any questioning about it, because he knows I know what I'm doing. Be careful who you hire.
Is there a representation of you?
Seriously. And if you hire people, and yo, they'll mess your business up. If you're not there with them to correct them, if things are, or if they deal with customers, clients, and, you know, they may not talk the same way that you talk to them, if they're unhappy, you got to be careful who you hire, because everybody's, your best interest isn't going to be in everybody's best interest. So be careful who you hire, you know, to help you. I guess that's it, really.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, man. So,
if you ever get in a jam, call Larry K. If you need to hire an attorney for your business, to
get a job,
call my guy Larry K.
And here is the Fence Tailgate game of the week. As always, we always say the best game for last. And here it is. Hold on.
Get ready to dive into a new role of online shopping with the Fence Tailgate. Whether you're a diehard sports fan or just looking for the latest fashion trends, we've got you covered. With a wide variety of products from your favorite sports teams to stylish accessories and home decor, we're your one-stop shop for all things tailgate. Our easy-to-use website and hassle-free checkout process make shopping with us a breeze. Plus, with frequent sales and discounts, you won't want to shop anywhere else. So come on in and join the party at the Fins Tailgate, your new go-to destination for all things tailgate.
Zippa did that too.
Yeah. Yep. And that's his voice, that's as a matter of fact.
A word. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we got a new one coming too. It's gonna be much better. I'm currently working on the scripting and the voiceover for the new one.
And so Zippa also did. Hey, listen, I gave him the vision, and he brought this shirt to life. This is the Finn's Tailgate Vice City shirt. The game of the
very proud to wear it.
Hell yeah! Because I tell you what, man, me and Crypto wore it. That's my man Joe Wrist, right? And we wore it here with the. I tell you what, that shirt's comfortable, right, Crypto?
Oh yeah. Ready to good get that video man. Game now.
Yeah, man. So I stand by that. By the way, one thing you said, look, I've been doing YouTube for a while now, right? And I've been getting burnt, and you know, I've been getting burnt out, and it's like, and I kind of like wanted to step away from it. And then what I did was I put on some old episodes of Insomnia, some old episodes of In the Blender. And damn, man, I'm like, damn, that's what it's all about, man. When I put out, you know, I look back and I'm like, damn, that was a good episode, and damn, that was a good guest, and I brought me back some great memories when I was recording those episodes, yeah. And that's what it's all about. Like right now, man, I'm having a blast recording this with you, my man Cullen, and of course Crypto. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I like recordings too, because when we do them as a live premiere, the chat's active, right? So you can go into chat and argue with yourself. Like yeah. I'll go into the chat and troll myself. You
know? Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I went to the Indianapolis game, I had to leave the house at 3 o'clock to get to the airport, right? I left the house at 3 o'clock and I was watching myself, and I got you know, so
oh, and by the way, on that note. To future color, if you're listening, make sure you remind everybody that you were spot on about Garrett Wilson, who just nabbed a gorgeous touchdown pass one handed.
By the way, whatchamacallit, be sure to see yourself later on today with a coffee and a cup of color, or it could be afternoon color.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna bring Sean from Red, White, and Bills on. We're gonna chop it up about this game.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have a lot more leverage on me, of course. What can I say?
Chopping it up about the game.
Him with, you know what I mean?
So, anyway.
All right. He was way, easy on me and Shake. So, you're fine. You'll be fine, Color. He was easy on me and Shake on that.
Yeah. Buffalo Bills has about the same amount of wins as all three of his as the Jets, the Patriots, and the Dolphins combined. But anyway, right. the Dolphins are going to Skidmark Stadium.
Yeah.
To take on the Buffalo Bills. I thought it was Ralph Wilson, but it's Skidmark Stadium. I don't know what's the real name.
Yeah.
No, the
Buffalo Bills.
They named it something else. I can't remember what it was. It's something Mark. Right. That's why I call it Skidmark
Stadium. Mark.
Highmark.
Low ball Stadium.
No, Highmark. I call it Skidmark Stadium. Highmark.
Right, Skidmark Stadium. Yep. That's a more appropriate name, Shake.
Yeah, Skidmark.
Skidmark Stadium.
Yeah.
Armpit Stadium. There you go.
Which is a high mark, by the way.
Yep.
Go ahead, Lucci. What you got, man?
Got Miami, 27-23.
Oh, man. He That's gave a up. Score. All right.
Yeah, he gave
a score.
Yeah.
I think that might be my score. I have to go back and watch the show from Wednesday. It was either, I think it might have been 26 or 27-23.
Yeah.
Wow.
23. Here we go.
Oh, no, it was 26-20. I'm sorry.
That's who do you got? Who do you got winning, Color? You got Miami winning 26-20?
And the only way that'll happen, and the same reason I picked that score, 26-20, is because we have to finally prove that when we got a 3-6 point lead with 4 minutes left, that we can leave no time left on the clock for Josh Allen to come back and burn us, which he will do if we let him have the ball with time left on the clock.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest issues we have in these games we lose. If you look at the games we've lost over the last 10, you'll see that's quite a recurring theme. that we end up relinquishing our opportunity to seal the game to our defense, and they end up getting burned. And then we end up wanting to blame them for it when we had the ball with 4 minutes left and punted.
It's outrageous.
So if we are able to finally correct that problem, I can see us having a 26-20 lead.
I got Miami 3-2.
Or 26-23. 3-2,
there you go.
Yeah, 3-2.
That would be the way we win the game.
And we stop them from being able to.
That's the way we do it, Jake.
And we stop them from being able to come back and get the game-winning field goal on us and burning the clock out themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I think Tua gets another safety that's hard to catch while we're eating chips.
I mean, my only other my only other alternative is just to say the Bills are going to blow us out, and that's boring. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
No, but I'm always gonna say Miami 27-14. That's my generic score.
Okay.
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, you got a generic score. Jeez.
That's my guy Currency. Let's hear what you got, Currency.
He's got a, what you call it? He's got a generic score. Wow.
Yeah, that's making my generic score for the Dolphins. 27-14.
By the way, I don't believe in none of that shit I just score. Said, by the way.
It's either 27-14 or 24-17. Hey, listen.
You guys are making it hard to give a rational score. But,
hey, listen. I'm listening. Hey, no, hey, Crypto. My generic, I have two generic scores. It's either 27-14 or 24-17.
Oh man,
24-17. I think. Go ahead.
I'm almost ready to give the Tuaneers a dose of their own medicine and give them a Larry L type score when they were saying Skyler had no shot. So as a payback favor, I'm almost ready to do what Larry L did to us 3 years ago in the playoffs.
42-7.
42-7. That's why I say I will be honored to lose by 40 points. But listen, setting that aside, McDermott defense forces us into a lot of mistakes when it comes to not necessarily turnovers. I'm talking about penalties. Not only in turnovers, but penalties where the offensive line is moving, the freaking defense is lining up in the neutral zone 50 times. Oh, my. And then as far as the proximity of the score, it'll be within 6 in the first 6 minutes. That's the proximity.
Does that mean they're going to average 1 point per football minute? That's going to be a pretty nasty score, Crypto. That's a 60.
I don't know if they can get 1 point per minute, but they'll challenge it. Tony told me that I'm going to be standing up, so that told me it's bad news when it comes to the score. If I'm going to be standing up all game long. I'm like, oh, God, I at least want to sit down during the game once. I'm like, oh, I tell you what, if I'm able to sit down more, we might have a lower score. If I'm standing up all game, it's going to be – it might be a point per minute color. Tony said I might not get to sit down. I'm like, oh, God, don't tell me I got to stand up the whole game.
In all seriousness,
oh, man, I'm not looking forward to standing up. Like this
is simple, and it's something we never can understand, and that you got to treat a punt. You got to treat forcing them to punt like that's a turnover. You have to cash.
Yeah, you
in
have to treat it like a punt. Yeah, punt. All punts is like a turnover. Yeah, and that's
you might get them to punt one time, and that might be your one chance to flip the field and flip the score field timing for you getting the ball back in the second half or whatever it might be, to where you're ahead of the game, ahead of the sticks. You could say.
Did we kick the ball off, or did we receive the ball first in Arizona game? We got the ball first, right?
We had it first.
We got the ball first.
Okay, so they got the ball coming out of half.
And I don't want to
– We ran down the field and scored, though. We scored on
the open ball. True. I don't want to necessarily spin this off into a debate about that, but I'm a kick the ball off guy.
I'm with you. 100%
of the time.
I prefer
deferring. I prefer to see it at the second half.
However, sometimes I feel like get the ball, mash the gas, you know. Sometimes, but I think it is, Brian, you might want to
receive the ball first.
But sometimes when you're playing a team that you know is going to score two, sometimes I feel like keep
you
the
want
pressure
the ball first at that point.
Yeah, this way you're not playing from behind.
Right, but see, that's the thing.
Yeah,
you've got to score if you're playing a team like that. You got to score for you got to score on your first drive, no matter what.
See.
So whether that's tying,
even if you don't tying it or half. Going up first,
right? If that means tying with them and keeping up with them until halftime, when you get the ball back to start the half, which is where you have to actually perform and come through with that touchdown out of halftime, that's the key for that whole gambit working of kicking the ball off. You know what I mean?
Right. Kicking the ball off first. Remember, the Ravens scored first.
So many things can go wrong on your scripted drive that if you take the ball first and you don't score, you're done. I mean, you're cooked if you're playing a team like Buffalo.
Right. If you don't score first and you gamble by getting the ball.
They could go up by two scores, if not three, by getting the ball up back at the second half. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the gamble. That's the gamble you take by not deferring. But you want that 2-for-1 at the end of the second quarter.
Let's be real. You have to score no matter what your first drive anyway. So what's the difference if you get in the right mentality? You got to score and keep up with them anyway.
Right, but you want to be able to have a 2-for-1 going into halftime.
Absolutely.
Because rest assured, if you take the ball first and score, they're going to keep up with you. So they're just going to flip it at halftime.
Right, because I think Arizona – well, I remember they had the 2-for-1 situation. Even though they didn't score coming out of half, but they still had the opportunity.
Because they kicked the ball off. Right. And here's the other thing. That's where what I'm saying about punts comes in so important. Because if you get in that bad way, even if you are on track and you're ahead of the game, you kick the ball or you kick the ball off first, if you can get them to punt and cash in on that, what you consider a turnover, bro, it's on like Donkey Kong because you're getting the ball at the second half. You could be the one going up two or three scores all of a sudden and running away with it.
So, anyway, let's wrap this up because I got to meet Tonk within a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, Tonk going live tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Luch, first and foremost, it's been an honor for you to thank you, man. I appreciate your friendship as always, man.
Yeah, Luch.
Any final thoughts, my brother, before we out of here?
Man, thanks for having me. It's always good to see Crypto.
Yeah, man.
I ain't seen Color in a minute. You know, I've seen Crypto. I know he pops in on the show every now and then, in the comment section anyways. But, yeah, man, it's always good to be here, Shake. And December 22nd, it'd be good to see you down there.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I might make it to the Niners game.
Are you going to the Niners game?
Yeah, the 49ers. You going to that one, Crypto?
No, I won't be able to make it. The following week, I might be at the Jets game that following week.
Okay, where you at? You in Florida?
The week after that, I'll be in. No, the Jet game in New York, the MetLife takeover, the MetLife game.
Do you live in Florida?
No, I live in Maryland.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm you're up there. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I might do that.
That's why I'm always on the road. I'm always doing the road games.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, man, it's awesome and seeing you guys.
Ravens and Commanders, Mole.
Ravens and Commanders. Right. Yeah, you're doing the DMV. It's good seeing everybody, though. Thanks for having me, Shake.
No problem, man.
No problem, man.
Tuesday.
Right, man. So, with that being said, man, hey, pins up. And let's get
this up, everybody. Baby.